Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Very few people respond to the problems that they experience based on who they are in Christ. It's all based on their natural self. People come to me all the time and say things, basically, I'm only human. What do I do? And that's because you don't know who you are. You aren't only human. One third of you is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One third of you is identical to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have love, joy, and peace. The whole time that you're sitting down crying and depressed and talking about how bad everything is, your spirit is rejoicing. It says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. And your spirit is always in union with God. The truth is, you are rejoicing and jumping up and down on the inside. You just don't know it. You don't know what you got. And, well, this is not what I feel. Your feeling part of you is not the real you. I could get off and preach on spirit, soul, and body, but... And that's a powerful truth in Revelation. But most of us don't only deal with... We deal with other people in the flesh instead of in the spirit. But the sad thing is we deal with ourself in the flesh. We only look to our natural abilities. We are wanting somebody to come give us a hug. We're wanting a physical feeling. We're wanting somebody to put their arm around us and pat us on the back, when the truth is we have the power that raised Christ from the dead living on the inside of us. We had the Comforter who will never leave us nor forsake us, but we can't tap into the spiritual realm because we're so carnal. Amen. You know, Jesus had the exact same situation as the disciples. The only difference was He looked up. He was able to see with His heart. He was able to see beyond just the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. It was more than enough. No big deal. No problem. We look at things and think it'll never work. Boy, you know, God's been ministering this to me. I've got a $35, $40 million project in front of me. You know what? If I looked at that in the natural, I'd say, send them away. Amen. Let them go somewhere else. Pick somebody else to do this. God, I can't do it. But you know what? The Lord's just been ministering to me that, man, we've got it more than enough. It's no problem. We're going to make it. But you have to see that by faith. You can't see it with your physical eyes. I don't have any physical proof of anything. But you hide and watch. Some of you are thinking, well, I don't think it's going to work either. You just hide and watch. It will come to pass. I was talking to some of these directors down here, and they were up at our lodge, and we had our meeting up there at this beautiful lodge that God gave us. And one of them was just, oh, this is awesome. I can't believe it. I said, well, it wasn't your faith, was it? You know what? I believed it. That's the reason we got it, praise God. You know what? I believe it. You hide and watch. Some of you don't believe it, but you just hide and watch. We're going to see an awesome miracle. We're going to see awesome things come to pass. It'll all come to pass. That's because I'm looking up. I'm seeing things with my heart that I can't see with my eyes. You know, I wrote some things down on a piece of paper, but I don't remember. Oh, here it is. Let me just show you some of these verses about looking up. In Psalms chapter 5, verse 3, this is a passage of Scripture that the Lord gave me when I got married, because, you know, I was going to be the Apostle Paul and never get married. And when God put Jamie in my path, we were engaged to be married before we ever held hands. It was awesome. But I thought, God, this is the most important decision I'll ever make in my life. If this isn't the right one, I'm dead in the water. You know, praise God for Jamie. God's doing great things in my life. And, you know, Jamie, if she wanted to, could just make my life miserable. She could be saying, no, I'm not going to go into this building program. No, I don't believe that. No, I'm not for this. Praise God for a godly wife. Man, I knew that it was important that I got the right one. And I did. Thank you, Jesus. But here's a scripture that I prayed in Psalms chapter 5. It says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. That's a verse that I prayed specifically over our marriage. You know, this, when it says, I will look up, again, this isn't talking about just raising your head. This is talking about that same principle, seeing with your heart, looking up. I've got about 8 or 10 scriptures here. I'm not sure I'll go through all of them, but it's every time. Once you see this, when Jesus looked up, it was talking about that he saw not with his physical eyes, but he saw with his heart. He saw again. He saw twice. He received sight is the way that that was translated 15 times. He saw things. He saw the potential. And brothers and sisters, we have to get to the place that we see with our heart. That you look at your situation and say, this is no big deal for God. If you could see with your heart, every problem that you have would melt away. There's some of you that came here with the doctors telling you that you're going to die. And you know God can heal. And you may have come here wishing and a hoping and a praying. But you know what? You haven't seen it with your heart. Man, this week, you need to take these verses. And you need to say, God, just like Jesus took something that was insufficient in the natural, but he saw with his heart, and because of that, a great miracle came to pass. The doctors may have told you it's incurable, but I told you we've had a person healed of cancer that's already testified about it, a person healed of leukemia. Here's a person back here healed of a brain stroke. Here's Deckers have been healed of asthma, and I mean just miraculous things have happened. We got Scott Forsythe here that's on our healing journeys. It was healed of Barrett's esophagus, something or another. Anyway, it was bad. He was dying, and he's supernaturally healed and alive and well. And here's Hannah Terdez and how many others. You know what? There's no problem with God, but the problem is we got to quit looking with our physical eyes and expecting only human natural results. And you got to be able to see when the rest of the world is saying it's insufficient. You got to be able to see that this is no problem for God. In the morning, you need to lift up your voice and lift up your eyes and see things differently than other people see things. Look at this in Psalms chapter 40 and in verse 12. Psalms chapter 40 and verse, 12? Says, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. Again, this is talking about more than just raising your head. But it's saying that, you know what, if you get to looking at just the natural things and the things that are coming against you, and if you get focused on the problem, if the Moores back there would have focused on what the doctor said and on the way Alan's body was looking, and if they would have been focused on those things, they wouldn't have been able to look up. She wouldn't have been able to see with her heart. She wouldn't have been able to operate in faith. And today we'd be talking about, praise God, Alan is with Jesus. And that would have been good, but there's something better. But see, you've got to be able to look up. And this is saying that when all of these evils, when all of these things in the natural are going on, it tends to grab people's attention and people quit seeing with their heart. They quit walking by faith. We got to get to where we see with our heart. In Mark chapter 8, verse 25 is where Jesus ministered to this man that was blind at the town of Bethsaida, and he made him look up. Again, that's not just talking about lifting his head. He made him see with his heart. Is what this is talking about. Luke chapter 21, verse 28, it's talking about that in the last days, man's heart will be failing them for fear, looking after all of these things. And if you got 21, it says, and these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. This isn't just talking about look at the sky. It's talking about, again, the same thing that Jesus did. See with your heart. Get to walking by faith. We are in that time that this is talking about when things look like they're getting worse, and you've got to get to where you can see with your heart or you're going to be overwhelmed. We've got to get to where we walk by faith. And there are just so many more. I wish I had time to do all this. You know, one of them, Acts chapter 7, verse 55, is where Stephen was being stoned to death. And Stephen as he was being stoned to death, looked up and saw Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. This isn't talking about that he just raised his head. It's talking about he was in a crisis situation. He was being stoned to death. It was taking everything he had. And he looked with his heart. He saw with his heart. He looked beyond the natural, and sure enough, the heavens opened up. And the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 13, that Jesus is, or verse 12, that Jesus is seated at the Father's right hand, but Stephen saw him standing. The first martyr in the church. You know what? I believe that Jesus literally stood to honor the first person that gave his life for the cause of Christ. What an honor. And you know what? I believe that when he saw that, that made all of the suffering and the pain and everything disappear to see Jesus standing there honoring him. The truth is, God is doing this with every one of you. There are some of you that are suffering and you feel terrible and feel like, man, God's 1,000 miles away. The truth is, God loves you, but you've got to look up. You've got to be able to see with your heart. You've got to go by what the Word says instead of listening to what everybody else says, the doctor and the lawyer and the banker and everything. And you got to get to where you take the Word of God and what God says about you. And it takes faith. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. I couldn't tell you how many times Jamie and I have been in situations where any rational person would quit. And yet we just saw things with our heart. We had a vision. We saw that God was going to bless us. Right now we're living in the blessing of God. We're seeing things happen. I was so blessed to hear all of these instructors. And man, used to, if Jamie and I didn't do it, it didn't get done. And now, things are getting done without me, in spite of me. People have caught the vision. They're out there and they're seeing people raised from the dead and miracles happening, lives changing. And I'm just looking at all of this and thinking, yay, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on 2 days in the life of Jesus. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars. Take